Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, good stuff. Very sportsy, though. But it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. We did get a little Game of Thrones in there, so, but mostly sports. Talked about the Texans. Talked about the Astros and Dallas Keuchel. And so if you want to get in, you know the numbers, you know how to do it, just put odds on whatever. That's how we play on Wednesdays. Like, what are the odds the Giants win the NFC East?
38%.
So I was going to go
have them a favorite.
I was going to go right around 40.
Okay.
I think, to me, I think the Redskins are going to take a step back. I think it's either the Giants or the Cowboys.
And I'm with you.
I think the Giants are going to have a really good year. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds of Dodgers or the Red Sox win the World Series? If you gave me those two teams versus the field right now.
Oh, not even close.
Yeah.
I mean, if you gave me the Dodgers versus the field, I'll take the Dodgers.
I still need to see something better than playoff Kershaw.
The great thing is now, like, you know, their number five starter, it has like an ERA of sub 3.5. I mean, they've got seven starters on that team that could be at least a top half rotation starter for most teams in baseball.
Tim asks, what are the odds there are more dead dragons in season 7 than different quarterbacks starting for the Texans? I'll make the Texans a heavy favorite in that. I can't see there being more than one dead dragon by the end of this season.
If they all die, I mean, it pretty much eliminates Danny from Iron Throne contention. Yeah, I'll go Texans.
Yeah.
About 75,
yeah,
25.
I think 75-80%. And before you sticklers start, we know their percentages, not odds, but what are the percentages? Wednesday sounds terrible. So allow a little leeway there. Do you see who's thinking about running for New York governor?
No.
Remember the...
Is it Anthony Weiner?
No.
Damn.
And this person wouldn't want to see his anyway because she's not into that. But
Rosie O'Donnell?
No. It's not a name that you'll ever guess. You could sit here all day. You'll never come up with her. It's you remember the kind of mousy one from Sex and the City? Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon.
Yeah, she was like by far the least attractive of all of them.
Hmm.
But when you see her, you'll recognize her. It says he's been encouraged to run for New York governor.
Okay.
It's like, okay.
Sex and the City, I mean, that's like such a hit with the gays. She'll get all the gay vote. Is she the redhead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's also a lesbian, so she'll get that vote anyway.
The brunette chick on Sex and the City was the hottest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Even hotter than Kim Cattrall.
I still like Kim Cattrall, although... She was kind of old in that one. More mannequin era Kim Cattrall, Big Trouble, Little China era.
But during Sex and the City, the girl with brown hair was the hottest.
Yeah.
I don't know any of their names.
I don't either. That
Carrie was the name of, I can't even think of her name now, the famous one, Ferris Bueller's wife.
Yeah, Sarah
Jessica Parker, yeah.
Yeah.
Her name was Carrie on the show. I know that.
I just know that there was a guy called Mr. Big because he was also in Law and Order.
Okay.
That's the only thing I know about that show. Although every woman that I've ever been remotely involved with watched the damn thing, and it was always on.
Oh, yeah.
So, A32 asks, what are the odds of Rockets are bought for a higher price than the Nets? We talked about this a little bit yesterday. If if I had to bet on it, I think the Nets will go for more money.
I think so too, unless a Chinese buyer comes in and buys the Rockets.
Yeah, although I think a Chinese buyer would be really interested in the Nets too.
It could be.
So.
Why are interns so loud, John?
Yeah,
it's not even interns. I feel like that voice. I think that guy works here. Like, it's actually paid money to be here.
When I walked in on the elevator, got off the elevator today, I could hear Trey at the elevator.
Jeez.
I mean, that's... And we were working on a video that we hope to have done here pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I was in there for about an hour, and it was brutally hot. We're having all these technical issues trying to get it to work. We kept the door closed anyway because all you could hear was those guys talking.
Yeah.
They're just... They don't ever stop. There's never a moment where they just stop talking.
Yeah.
Let's try Coach Cortez. What's up?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I didn't have to wait very long on hold. I appreciate that. AJ, I know, you know, you and I disagree a lot on Ryan Tannehill. I think he's a up-and-coming quarterback. But I want to know what the odds are that with the acquisition of Jay Cutler and as well as he's doing in camp right now, that the Dolphins will play a lot better this season, have a better season, and make the playoffs. I'll hang up and listen.
It wouldn't shock me. I mean, I think making the playoffs is a stretch, and I thought it was a stretch with Tannehill before. I wouldn't be surprised if they're better this year. I mean, I feel like Cutler...
They made the playoffs with him last year.
Yeah, Jay Cutler, from a ceiling standpoint, is better than Ryan Tannehill in my mind. Yeah, I mean, and I don't totally disagree with you that Ryan Tannehill is an up-and-coming quarterback. I mean, he did win more games than he lost for the first time ever last year, so that's exciting news. maybe they'll play off of that and parlay it into some more success down the road. But, yeah, I would expect more of the Dolphins than I did with Ryan Tannehill, honestly.
The problem for the Dolphins is the same as it is every year. You're playing for a wild card.
Yeah,
because
you can't win that division.
That division's already spoken for.
Jay Cutler could play the best football of his career, and they wouldn't win that division.
No. Matt asks, what are the odds Houston gets an NHL team after the Rockets sell? I still think it's iffy. I at one point thought that there would be one here by 2020.
You were pretty certain about it a while back.
I will push that back to 2025. Okay. But I think with the sale of the Rockets will certainly help. Just depends on who buys them. In a perfect world, you would have the same group buying a hockey team and bringing it here that owns the Rockets, and you know that would be the best. But I just think there's also going to be, I'm not nearly as sure on it as I used to be. Mont says Tannehill's an up and coming quarterback in what, Tecmo Bowl?
Some people like that guy. Ooh. I mean, I'm tired of arguing, like, you know, because there's some guys that I think are pretty solid that a lot of people think are garbage. So I've come around that everybody sees players through their own set of eyes.
And their own set of biases, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody should have biases in how they look at things.
But I will say Ryan Tannehill last year, you know, in the games that he played, was much better than I'd seen him in the past. And really the year before he was pretty solid. The first 3 years, I didn't even think I thought they'd be moving on from that dude. And then he's gotten better.
But he's also one of those guys that if you have him, like Cutler's been, if you have that guy, you kind of want to do better, but you really can't afford to.
Yeah.
Because you take a huge step back if he doesn't work out. I think he benefited from Adam Gase last year, who does a really good job with quarterbacks.
I absolutely don't disagree. And I think the biggest improvement we saw with him last year was yards per attempt. And, you know, I've always banged on Ryan Tannehill because Ryan Tannehill's always, you know, his yards at the end of the game will be like 220, 210, yeah, because everything he throws is 5 yards and a guy gets tackled on the sideline.
Except for that one game against the Texans a couple years ago.
Yeah, but he's just not a big throw guy. He's not a big playmaker. And to me, I mean, he's like a lesser Alex Smith to me. So I don't know. I maybe that's up and coming. Some people like that. Some people don't. It's not for me. But then again, I like Jay Cutler because Jay Cutler makes big plays, and he makes bonehead plays sometimes too. So you take the good with the bad.
D says, how many seasons until you're no longer an up-and-comer?
Well, that's what I mean, this is, he's been in the league for 5 years. I think we know what Ryan Tannehill is at this point. But Ryan Tannehill's gotten better. And honestly, that's kind of the same way Alex Smith was. 5 years into Alex Smith's career, what people think of him? He's a giant bust, right?
Yeah. And then he got with a good coach. And look what happened. Turned into a good player. I think that's why I would... say I'm loath to punt on Tannehill, because his first year with Adam Gase was pretty damn good. And sometimes that's what it takes, is these guys just have to get with the right coach.
Yeah, but there's also the possibility that Adam Gase, if Adam Gase can make Ryan Tannehill that, imagine what he could do with someone who's actually got a higher ceiling. You know what I mean? Like, what could Adam Gase do with a guy who is already a good quarterback?
Well, so, and that's the thing. He also had Manning for a while when Manning was great. But so how much of that was him?
Yeah. All right, guys, got to tell you about Man Centers. Are you and your significant other trying to have some kids, grow your family? Good for you. But if you're having trouble, maybe it's not her fault. 50% of the time that couples aren't able to conceive, it's a male issue. Low testosterone can affect fertility. Sometimes our testosterone counts are low. We don't even really know it. Man Centers helps regain your natural testosterone production. They'll give you a comprehensive evaluation that'll determine the cause of your decreased testosterone and identify the best treatment plan for you. Guys, this isn't about injections. You know, a lot of the places get you hooked on injections. You got to take them forever. Man Centers is focused on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Man Centers will evaluate any and all issues through your semen analysis and test for infections and overall quality of your sperm and sperm counts. Maybe that's the issue. Could be a prostate issue affecting your sperm count. They'll find a way to figure out what's going on with your fertility. There's a misconception that if you're having fertility issues, you should just go to a urologist. That's not the case. Man Centers is a premier medical practice that focuses on reproductive urology and male fertility. The doctors and staff at Man Centers are experts in reproductive urology. Women go to OBGYNs. Men have Man Centers for all your male needs. They've got multiple locations. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell there in the Memorial area. And a new location now in Pearland for men in the southwest area of Houston. And, of course, they've got a new one opening soon in Tomball right off of 249. Give them a call today. Set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. That's mancenters, mancenters.com. Let's go.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. El Jefe, first of his name, asks, do we know if all the dragons are males or if one of the three dragons is a female?
It doesn't matter. They can reproduce. I think they're all asexual, right?
Yeah. There's no gender thing on dragons.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could all mate with each other.
Well, they're all brothers and sisters. That would be weird.
Yeah.
Well, Targaryens are known for incest. So.
Exactly.
This entire show is known for incest.
That's true. There's a lot of incest.
So,
yes. On that note, what are the odds that Jon Snow banks Sansa?
See, I think in the end, I think once he finds out who he really is, which I don't think happens this year, he will have already banged Daenerys. So there's already going to be some cousin banging that's happened. But I think
Daenerys is a hard chick to break up with, too.
Well, yeah, but I leaping way into next year, I think one of the two has to die out of Daenerys and Jon.
Yeah.
And if it's Daenerys, I would bet Jon would wind up marrying Sansa.
Okay.
That's just way off the reservation speculation into next year.
I'm going to feel weird about that.
But I kind of have a feeling Jon is the one who dies.
Well, if I were
Jon, one of them has to die at the end. There's no way they both live. You can't have a happily ever after in this show.
Maybe Jon can marry Arya instead.
They have a better relationship.
That'd really push Sansa over the edge.
Yeah. And imagine the puppies those two would spit out.
Her little sister with a lesbian haircut gets married before her.
To Jon Snow?
Oh, well, man. No, she's already been married twice.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, but how about that? She got married to a dwarf and a monster. And
Arya gets the prize of the show.
Yeah, Arya gets a guy who's, you know, basically like the Jesus of Westeros.
Imagine how badass that kid would be, though.
Oh, yeah.
And that's with faceless man on the dam side, and on the sire side, you got a guy who came back to life. Boy, I hate seeing AP news updates on my phone like this. North Korea's military calls Trump's threat a load of nonsense, says only absolute force can work on Trump. Mm. So, yeah, I wasn't crazy about what Trump had to say, but that you're saying the same thing. Only absolute force. Come on, guys. Yeah, somebody pointed out it's nephew aunt banging, not cousin banging. My bad.
Which, oh, I thought you were talking about Sansa.
No. Sansa wouldn't be related to him.
That would be like he would. Sansa and Jon are related.
Pretty well. Yeah, I guess they're cousins. They'd be cousins. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I thought you were talking about Sansa and Jon.
Yeah, no, I was talking about Daenerys and Jon. So, yeah. So I spoke wrong on that. Yeah, I guess I forgot because he is a Stark.
Yes,
also
half Stark.
Yeah, so he can't. You know what? I rescind that comment. It's going to be Jon and Cersei.
Oh.
That's going to be the only one that he's going to be able to marry.
Oh.
That's not cousin or aunt banging.
Disco says Kim Cattrall's character was every guy's favorite because she wasn't the hottest, but she was the freakiest. If I'm not mistaken, she was the one that got naked the most on that show. I saw a few episodes. She was almost always naked.
Yeah, I never paid that much attention but it was always on. It didn't matter. Every woman that I had ever had anything to do with always watched that damn show.
What final regular season record do you think the Patriots end up with?
14-2.
That's what I'm thinking. 14-2.
Yeah.
Lamont asked if we heard anything about Teddy Bridgewater.
Not really.
I just don't think he's going to play for a while.
Yeah, he's farther along than he was supposed to be at this stage. But I think they're... I mean, he's been out there throwing, but I think he's still a ways off. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds? I-10 traffic sucks. This time of day, it sucks everywhere.
Yeah.
Whatever road you're on in Houston.
Listen, if you're complaining about I-10 traffic, try having to drive on 290 or 45. I don't want to hear about I-10 problems. That's white people problems. That's first world problems. If you're stuck driving 290 or 610, God forbid,
yeah,
or 45, then you could complain about what kind of traffic problems 59. You're having. Yeah. I-10 is probably the best major road in Houston now. I remember when I-10 used to be problematic going through Houston.
Yeah.
It's pretty good now. I mean, it's 100 lanes. I mean, it should be good. You got a toll option, like to you know, not ride with the peasants. I-10's pretty solid. You get on 290, you got two lanes, no shoulders.
Yeah.
Good luck.
290 is horrible to drive on. A32 says, Sansa is his half-sister. You must be about two seasons behind on Jon Snow.
Yeah, you got to catch up, bro.
Yeah.
Or so. You haven't put it together?
If you haven't put it together, then you're wasting your time watching the show.
Yeah. Exactly.
No spoiler.
Yeah, I got bad news for you.
Let's squeeze in a call. Quentin, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports.
Hey, guys. I got a two-fold question.
I can barely hear this guy, Jong. Hang on a second. Hang on a second, dude. All right, let's try it now.
Hey, sports, can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit better. I'll just turn up my headphones. All right, great.
Hey, I got a two-fold question regarding the Aggies. My son's an Aggie, and he's always coming to me. Every year, they're going to go 14-0.
They are.
What are the odds the Aggies go 14-0?
Zero.
And also, what are the odds they even make a bowl game this year? I'll hang up and listen.
I'll go 0.0 on the first one, and I don't even need to give a 0.1, like on the off chance that something crazy happens. Bowl game, I'll put at 58%.
I'll go a little higher. I think they'll... Yeah, they almost have to go 6-6, having looked at their schedule.
That's true.
So
I'll go 65%.
Yeah, unless
they could ag it up, though.
They're going to be 8-4 like they are every year. That's just like plugging the Texans in at 9-7. You can plug the Aggies in at 8-4. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And Lamont's diving into this Azora High thing, which I have to say, it's going to come up at some point, but I don't even know who it is yet. And the speculation
could
is
could be Jamie.
It could be Danny. It could be I actually saw a list that put odds on top five contenders to be Azora High.
Well, I mean, the show kind of addressed it already a little bit, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, the odds on favorite, it's John.
Yeah, but I read a really compelling case for Daenerys.
I read a case for Jamie yesterday.
There you go. Okay, it's official. We've all dorked out way too much over this stupid show. We may need an intervention here. It may be time. Well, we're going to get an intervention. We're going to get a year and a half before season 8.
Man, I hope they don't. I guess they have to wait another like full year just because it's not going to get cold enough to start filming.
Well, with this climate change, it may never get cold enough again. They may have to go to Antarctica.
Yeah.
What are the odds Quessenberry makes the team or practice squad? I don't think he has practice squad eligibility. I could be wrong about that. I'd still say it's a long shot. I haven't seen him play yet. I'll ask me that again after I see him take a few snaps. I hear he's looked good in practice, but I would still say it's probably 10%. It's pretty.
I've said from day one, if you ever expect David Quessenberry to be an impact player for the Texans, you're probably just a really big Texans fan, or you like a really good story.
It's a great story, and for him to get back to this far from where he was is amazing.
But, I mean, how far back is he, really?
Well,
he's far enough back to be in camp.
Yeah, the guy was getting treatment for three years.
But I'm saying, like, to think that he's going to come back from that and be an NFL player, the odds are just
pretty low. Well, yeah, that's what I said.
Right.
I mean, but for him to get to this point where he can even get to camp, considering what
nice.
He had.
It's a nice story.
Is pretty impressive.
But, yeah, I've never expected him to play on the team again. And, honestly, I think it's nice what the Texans have done for him. But I've never expected that dude to be on the field. And, honestly, we didn't even know if he could play before cancer. Nobody knew if that dude could play. We don't know if he was probably a fringe guy making the team back then.
Well, I know he was a good fit for the zone blocking scheme, and they liked him and thought he was going to be a contributor. But that was before he got sick. And that was a different coaching
scheme. Yeah, I was going to say, who ran their zone blocking scheme?
And all right, well, guys, I got to tell you about Harry's. And if you haven't made the switch yet, well, join me and over 3 million other guys who have already made the switch. AJ's made the switch.
I have.
My son's made the switch. I've made the switch. You can do it too. And here's why you do it. Because how about you never have to go to the store to buy razors again? How about that? How about you can get them delivered directly to your mailbox? How about you save a bunch of money because they sell them directly to you from the factory? And you get a quality shave. They have 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. And they're so confident that you are going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. The free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. We've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks and shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
I was broken from a young age, taking my soul into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the... Break them.
We are back on the Blitz. Jesse asks, need a Game of Thrones intervention and a gambling one, apparently. Saw Texans -1 and punched a small one. Shame. If I were going to play a preseason game, I might do that because, for one thing, we know the Panthers aren't going to... Well, you're not going to see anything out of Cam Newton, obviously. And the Texans are going to have to throw Savage out there a little bit, and they're going to have to throw Watson out there. I don't mind that. Yeah. If you have to do it.
I mean, I don't believe in betting on preseason football, but
in general, I don't either. Unless I see a situation where it's clear that one team is going to try to win the football game,
and one doesn't care.
Yeah, and that does come up. Especially new coaches want to make a statement a lot of times. Veteran teams, they're just looking to get reps. But teams with good quarterback depth, I like that. Or guys who you know their starter is going to play more than they should simply because he's unproven, like Tom Savage.
Hey, did you look at the greatest black athletes list?
I did not.
Did you, Jong?
I have not.
Neither of you guys were interested in that, huh?
Oh, I didn't even see it. Who posted it?
ESPN.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I haven't seen it. I don't see much of what ESPN does lately.
I don't like lists like that. They don't interest me because, well, but go ahead.
I mean, it's an odd thing to put together a list of the 50 greatest black athletes. I mean, to break up athletes by color is...
Well, that's the thing. That's why it doesn't interest me. It's like, why don't you just do the 50 best athletes?
Yeah, well, because they've done that before. Well, that's been done, right?
Well, then find something else to do.
Fred, that would take, I mean, work. People are lazy. You know that. But they teamed up with SurveyMonkey, and they found the top 50 guys. It may surprise you to know that Tiger Woods was not amongst the top 50. I don't know how you put together a top 50 list and not have Tiger Woods on it. If you're going to make a list of best black athletes, doesn't Tiger Woods have to be in like top five?
Unless you're talking current, because
it's all time.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, I don't know. I
mean, here's some of the names on the list, and here's some of, and I guess you can make the argument that Tiger Woods isn't, you know, totally black.
Well, that's my next question is what is your definition? Does that not include black guys from say Jamaica?
Well,
or the Dominican?
Let me just give you some of the other names on the list that will wipe out that argument. Tim Duncan's on the list. Derek Jeter's on the list, who is half white. Steph Curry's on the list, who is half white. There is, to me, little doubt that you don't have to be like 100% African American to make this list. They just chose not to put him on there, and that's laughable to me. So your top 10 black athletes of all time. And I've got some real problems with the way this list is put together. I mean, it's almost ridiculous.
See, to me, the fact that they put it together in the first place.
That's ridiculous, too.
I can't get past that, so it's like, okay, go ahead.
What if I told you that number 29 and number 30 were LeBron James and Jim Brown?
29 and 30?
Yeah. It's hard to imagine 28 black athletes who have been more impactful than those two, right? Well, what if I told you number 28 was Steph Curry?
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah. Number one, Michael Jordan. Number two, Jackie Robinson. Number three, Muhammad Ali. Number four, Willie Mays.
Stop right there. I have a problem with Ali not being number one. I mean, obviously Jordan's an easy pick, but I think Ali or Jackie Robinson could go ahead of Michael Jordan.
Are we talking accomplishments, too, or just pure athleticism?
Now, it says here they did the ranking by dominance, impact on society, and inspiration.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali belongs above Michael Jordan.
If you're going impact on society, both those guys do.
Well, Michael Jordan's had a pretty big impact on society.
Nothing like Jackie Robinson or Muhammad Ali, though.
No. But, I mean, that you could argue from a dominant standpoint, he beats them both.
Yeah.
If that's the case, Tiger Woods definitely should be on this list.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
Tiger Woods should be number one then.
You could make a good argument that Tiger Woods should be number one. Tiger Woods changed an entire sport. Like I still can't name another black golfer. And not only was he a black golfer, he was the best golfer arguably ever.
and he's not in the top 50. Jesse Owens is 5, Serena Williams 6, Hank Aaron 7, Simone Biles 8,
Gabby
Douglas 9.
Come on.
Jerry Rice 10.
Simone Biles.
Simone Biles?
Simone Biles.
Ahead of Jerry Rice. This is the who wrote that thing?
It's like a I guess it's like a they did a survey of people.
Oh, well, those people are stupid.
Oh, I see why LeBron is 29 then. People don't like LeBron.
It says, the Undefeated partnered with SurveyMonkey to poll the public on the 50 greatest black athletes. In April, over 10,000 adults were asked to rank 200 athletes on 20 different surveys. Respondents were asked how great an athlete each person was is using a scale of 1 to 10 stars. The athletes were ranked in order based on their average scores from a top 50 list. From there, the top 60 athletes, including the first 10 who didn't make the cut to 50, were used to create a final ranking. Each athlete was ranked on 4 factors: overall ranking, dominance, inspiration, and impact on society. Average scores were calculated from each factor to create a composite score. Athletes were ranked in order by their composite score to determine our final list. We'll have more on how the public voted, broken down by race, age, gender, education level, and census region after the final group is revealed.
Well, I can tell you the education level.
But it says the people have spoken. And, I mean, it's very... I mean, obviously, if you make a list like this, there's going to be controversy. But the two names that jumped out to me the most that are not on this list... Tiger Woods to me is an obvious one, and Barry Bonds is another one that's not on this list.
Is Kobe on the list?
Kobe is not on the list. But Isaiah Thomas is.
That's just a dumb list. I'm sorry. The concept's dumb. The list is dumb.
Larry Fitzgerald's on the list, but T.O. and Randy Moss aren't. It's very strange. The Jerry Rice is the highest ranked football player at 10. And then you get to the next ones are Walter Payton at 12, Emmitt Smith at 19, Gale Sayers at 20, Bo Jackson at 25, and then Jim Brown at 30. I don't know what these guys are doing. Like, whoever put this list together, that's just a very... Number 34... Herschel Walker. I mean, don't get me wrong. Herschel Walker was a fine football player. He's 34. Barry Sanders is 44.
That's silly. That's silly. Barry Sanders should be ahead of Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
I guess for dominance, Smith was on the Super Bowl team, so I'll give him that. It's just a dumb concept.
It really is. But if you're going to make a list of the top 50 black athletes and you're going to leave off some of the guys that got left off, oy vey. I mean, that's tough. Like if I were the person responsible for putting this list together and the list came back with no Tiger Woods, I'd be like, guys, we can't put this out. It's just we swung and missed here. You know, we tried and failed. Arthur Ashe is on the list, 38.
I could see that.
Yeah, because he like an impact on society.
But I also kind of feel like that might be too low.
Yeah. It's an odd thing, but there were 3 women in the top 10, which seems a lot. But, I mean, I guess that's, I don't know, maybe that's not a lot. 7 of the top 50 were women. Several foreign-born players, Roberto Clemente included, Pele, and Usain Bolt all make the list from, you know, as non-Americans. But I just can't get over how you could put out a top 50 black athlete list and not have Tiger Woods on it, not have Barry Bonds on it. It's really crazy to me. But, that's the list. That's the list, boys. No Mike Tyson on the list either. Several boxers, but no Mike Tyson. Well, he's not that inspirational.
Is Mayweather on there?
Floyd Mayweather's not on there. Not on the list.
grab a quick call. Greg, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sports to you.
Sports to you.
Hey, now, that list, first of all, I got a problem with that website. That just made me laugh when I heard the website. I don't know about y'all. That was a crazy website doing this. But were the people drunk when they were giving the polls? Because, like you said, there are so many impactful people on that doing sports that I just can't see Michael Jordan, number one. Like you said, Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Arthur Ashe, just anybody else could have been number one. Tiger Woods, like you said, he changed the impact. I never looked at golf. Didn't like it. Tiger Woods started playing, got interesting.
Yeah.
People got into it. That is the difference in the number one athlete. Everybody played basketball. Michael Jordan, yes, he played it, but Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Dr. J, Bill Russell, they were before him. They did some things that he didn't do. He just changed the way it was viewed and the commercialized view of it. I just really have a problem with the whole list because I don't think they looked at the whole in what the black athlete did. They just popularity. That's just a popularity contest. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's a really odd, it's an odd way to go about it. And I know, and maybe that may be their problem. Maybe, and I guess it's a double-edged sword, because if someone puts their balls on the table and says, I'm going to make this list, then that one person has to take all the gruff for every discrepancy. But it's like all-star voting. If you just leave it to the people, it ain't going to go well.
No.
You know what I mean? That's how you get seven Royals starting in the All-Star game, if you just leave it to the people. I mean, there's got to be some sort of, like, and that's what a lot of people do, is they'll have, like, a weighted system where the fan vote counts for a certain amount, but then you've got, I don't know who the experts would be. I don't know if it's sports writers. I don't know who it would be. But there's got to be some kind of a historian of some kind who can determine the impact that these guys had. I'm honestly just offended that there's no Tiger Woods and Barry Bonds on this list. And I'm a white man. I'm offended by that. Tiger Woods, that guy said that golf got interesting to him, being a black guy. Golf got interesting to me that there was a black guy playing and playing well. Like, I didn't like to watch golf before Tiger Woods came around. I don't watch golf now that Tiger Woods doesn't play anymore. I could care less about golf other than Tiger Woods. And Barry Bonds, arguably the best baseball player in the history of the game. T.O. and Randy Moss, I guess, you know, you talk about inspiration. Maybe they're not the most inspirational guys. But, I mean, when you're talking about the 50 greatest. Yeah.
You know who made the list that shouldn't be on here?
A ton of guys.
No, Pelé.
Yeah.
Does he consider, I mean, he's Brazilian.
Well, that's what I said. He's a foreign-born guy. There's a lot of foreign-born guys on here. He has dark skin.
Was Carl Lewis on the list?
Carl Lewis, I believe, was
yes,
on the list.
Was.
32.
Where was Jabbar?
13.
That's too low for him.
He's 13. No Hakeem on the list. But there's a lot of basketball players. Duncan, Isaiah Thomas, David Robinson.
I'm sure you mentioned him, but where's Jesse Owens on that list?
Jesse Owens was number 5.
See, that's another guy, I think.
I mean,
you make a case for number 1 with him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard for me to order the top 5. I do feel like the 5 guys that they've got there, Jordan, Robinson, Ali, Willie Mays, and Jesse Owens, that's a pretty good top 5 in some order. I don't know what the right order is. But I can see all 5 of those guys. I could see you making an argument for them in the top 5. I think there's some other guys like Hank Aaron you could throw in that mix. Walter Payton you can throw in that mix.
Jim Brown maybe.
Jim Brown you can throw in that mix. But yeah, that's a tough. There's tough calls to be made, obviously, on when you do a list like this. But man, some of those calls I just couldn't have made. Like, if you said it, my only thought is when I see the names that are picked, it's almost like they didn't make Tiger Woods an option. Because can you imagine
people, you know, that 10,000 people voted on it, and none of them were like, oh, Tiger Woods was a pretty big deal. You know what I mean? Yet Simone Biles and Gabby Douglas are in the top 10. Top 10?
A friend of mine texted me, Calvin Pete was a black golfer. He was the most successful one before Tiger. He had 12 wins on the tour.
Yeah, I don't even know who that guy is.
Yeah, that's because he played way back in the 60s.
No, oh, yeah.
No, he played in the 80s.
Well, I was a child.
Up until 86 was when he played. All right. I got to tell you guys about Houston Can Academies. And this is a place that every day they change lives. They take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them a second opportunity, and so many of them go on to succeed. And a lot of these are really good kids that had to drop out to either get a job to support their family, or you know, maybe they had transportation issues. Well, Houston Can Academies works around that. And they give these kids a second chance. So many of them go on to do great things. And you can help by donating a vehicle. It's that simple. Here's what you do. Basically, they're going to come and tow your vehicle free of charge, take care of all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. So if you've got a vehicle that you're not using anymore, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, maybe you're going to get it fixed up. Well, here you can do a great thing. You're going to get that tax deduction. You're going to get rid of something you're not using anymore, and you're going to help them out. And if you donate today, how about this? $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call. Houston Can Academy, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz and write off the car, not the kid.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Trailer Wheel and Frame Day tomorrow, Friday. Boys will be broadcasting live from the best trailer dealer in town. Trailer Wheel and Frame is conveniently located on 45 North, just after West Canino. Come out, catch the live shows, win great prizes, and enjoy complimentary refreshments from Cat's Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue, and St. Arnold's Brewery. And Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7 o'clock. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I think Jong has the audio of this, but I'll set it up. Have you ever had heard animals in your attic?
I have, because one time at my old house, like when my house on the west side, a giant pecan tree was in my backyard and a branch broke off and landed on my roof.
Yeah,
and like broke the side of the house, and I had to pay to get it fixed and whatnot. While doing so, like after we got it fixed, I kept hearing like scampering around. I think it was a squirrel, and yeah. You know I hate squirrels, so yeah. I feel like there was a squirrel up there for a while.
I had a raccoon in my old house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with
raccoons the second are big wife. Too. Yeah.
Well, this guy can beat it.
Over the past few months, Bob Vanderherchen's son had a feeling something just wasn't right.
He used to complain he'd hear sounds in the attic. I didn't think much of it. I thought maybe it was rats. Well,
it's moving.
But his son was convinced it was a snake. Yeah, finally, Vanderherchen found it hiding among insulation.
It took 3.5 minutes for this snake to move into that rafter space.
So it was a big snake.
Yeah, it was bigger than I expected.
Turns out it was a boa constrictor. A snake trapper found it had shed some skin. It may have been there for around 2 to 4 years.
Probably over the last couple years, my wife said she heard sounds in the attic. My son had said he heard sounds in the attic.
Finally, after much wrangling, the boa was removed. And get this, it was more than 6 feet long.
It was actually bunking in the rafter space right above the Florida room chair where my wife sits.
And what was it eating all that time?
I'm guessing the positive to having a snake in there.
You probably got no mouse problem.
You don't have a squirrel problem. You don't have a raccoon problem.
Yeah.
6 foot long boa constrictor. That guy though Maybe he should have listened to his family at some point. Ah, there's nothing in the attic. There's nothing up there. kind of was. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Guys, maybe you have a job that you're not crazy about. Maybe you have to work out in the heat or the rain or whatever it may be. What if I told you that you could work with computers and you don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career? Because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take a free career evaluation today and try to see if you can get started in a computer career. The high-demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hired their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so go take the career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. It's like